What's going on, guys? Before the podcast starts, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been supporting our brand. We are now the Fitness Informant new brand of the year. We just won the award yesterday. I am extremely happy about it. And I just want to thank you all for those of you who voted, those of you who have been buying our products, those of you who have been leaving reviews. I appreciate it very much. Also, we have a lot of new clothing coming out this weekend. So please follow at Hostile Supps or go to hostile.com with two S's, obviously. And check out, we have some pants, shorts, and we got two new styles of hoodies coming out. They're pretty awesome. And I'm really happy with the designs. And the pants and shorts are a little bit thicker, so they're really good for winter. Thank you guys for everything. It's been amazing. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Hunter, what's going on, man? How are you?
Man, I am. I'm doing great. Got into Orlando yesterday with the crew. Unlike Tampa, it literally could not have gone smoother if we wanted it to. So that's awesome. You know, from the time we landed, you know, bags were first off the conveyor belt. Rental car was awesome, ready to go from the jump. The Airbnb was exactly what we expected it to be. The grocery store had everything.
Does that worry you when that happens? Because I feel like when everything's going too perfect, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, something's gonna.
Honestly, not really, because you know, after the things that I just kind of like talked about, you know, it's like everything else is within my control.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything left for the rest of the week. You know, it's like I pick when I train, I pick what gym I go to, I pick, you know, like everything's under control. So, honestly, we're through the stressful part. You know, as funny as that sounds, like for me at least, we're through the stressful part. I'm sure all the people around me are super stressed out. I have Brian here with me. He's like smiling and nodding his head right now. But
you know, it's weird. I know Phil's coming back this year and everybody's talking about Phil, but it seems to me, and I could be biased or something, I don't know, but it seems to me like everyone's talking about you. Like all eyes are on you. Everyone's like, what's Hunter going to do?
I wouldn't go that far. I feel like a lot of us younger guys have definitely created a pretty cool storyline.
Yeah.
You know, for this Olympia, you know, like obviously you have the Phil Brandon, you know, like what people expect to be the top two or three at the show.
Yeah.
But you know, outside of that, you got a bunch of young, hungry guys that are all, you know, like fighting it out. Like obviously me, obviously Ian, obviously Antoine, Regan. You know, I wish Rafa was here. I wish James was here. But you know, it's like there's a lot of good guys fighting for their spots. So it's a great storyline for sure. I wouldn't say it's all about me though, by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I didn't mean like it was all about you. I just, you know, I've been watching a lot of these prediction shows and stuff, and
feel like it's happening a lot because it's a fun prediction to make because it gets a lot of controversy stirred up.
I don't think so, man. I don't think
you have like one camp going like, yeah, I could see it, and the other half, you know, is like, no, dude's off his rocker if he thinks he's placing where these people are saying. So it's one of those things where it's a good controversial thing. It might be why it's getting talked about a little bit.
Yeah. How does it is your dad there with you at all or no?
My family gets here on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does it feel doing the Olympia? You know, being the librata next in line after your dad has done the Olympia, you're the next kind of guy stepping up after he's done it.
Man, it's really cool. You know, it's something that has not been done before. You know, obviously Sergio and his father are first and second generation Olympians, but you know, obviously rest in peace, but you know, he was an Olympian after his father had passed. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it's ever been a two-generation Olympian thing like that before. So, you know, it's really cool to, you know, I'm kind of making a small little piece of history just by stepping on stage on Friday. But, yeah, man, I couldn't be more excited. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, my last name and, you know, like, well, like, what does it mean to you, this, that, or another? And, you know, a lot of the time, you know, I don't really think about it much. But, you know, for this one, it is kind of one of those, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I am the second generation. I am, you know, kind of carrying on the family name and what the family does kind of just. It is a little different, but in the same breath, you know, it's very cool. You know, I'm very, very blessed to be in the position that I'm in for sure.
Are you still going really hard? Because, man, one of the things I love about your Instagram is there's no fluff. It's like.
Yeah, no fluff. No fluff. Just PRs and banana hammock shots.
But is this week toned down, or are you one of these guys that go crazy all the way in?
No, so yesterday was the first session of the entire prep that was altered in any way.
Okay.
So that was the push session. It was the top of the batting cycle, you know, so I trained yesterday. I trained pull today. I'll train, you know, like arms and, you know, just move blood around tomorrow. And then Thursday, we probably won't go to the gym. It's all depending on the look, though. But, yeah, so it's one of those things, you know, yesterday I did, you know, five sets of flies, five sets of, like, light presses, five sets of laterals, and, you know, just moved real quick. Today, you know, straight arm push down, the lat pull down, a row movement, like a T-bar. Just, you know, really just moving, getting blood going, and then posing hard. So this is the first time it's kicked. The training's changed, and, you know, it's something that, like, I take a lot of pride in. Obviously, you know, you follow me on Instagram, but for those that don't, you know, it's like, I don't know, last, like, Wednesday or Thursday or whenever it was, you know, I was doing banded rack pulls, you know?
Yeah, I saw that.
Everything the same all the way in, and I think that's, you know, paramount, you know, to bringing your best look, to keeping the tissue on, you know, to really, you know, bringing your best, you know, what put the tissue on, I'll keep the tissue on, and, you know, what gave me the look that my muscle has, because I think it's a look that, you know, is a little bit beyond my years. I think it came from, you know, the training style and the consistency with it and just the time under tension of really, you know, pushing that progressive overload.
So, did you, when was your last leg day? Like Sunday or something?
Honestly, I think my last leg day was probably like last like Tuesday or Wednesday. We were going to touch on him on Sunday, but, you know, my cardio's been in. You know, we just pulled my cardio today, and, you know, I've been doing like 40 minutes on the stairs fast. So my legs have been, you know, like tired-ish feeling, and they haven't been looking that tired. But, you know, it's one of those things. You know, I had a great last leg session, whenever it was, like Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, like squatted, you know, 455 for 10, you know, lunge, you know, whole nine yards. Like, it was a full-blown leg day. I was sore from it. So, you know, at this point, yeah, we didn't really even touch them in the last week. So
going into
that not inflamed, completely peeled look.
Yeah. So going in, we're on Tuesday now, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do you train at all Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday?
Tomorrow I'll train for sure. I'll train, you know, touch arms and, you know, probably pump my rear delts and, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's Wednesday for sure. Thursday, we will probably just do a shit ton of posing.
Yeah.
And we'll probably take a couple walks and everything, but, you know, really just kind of let the body rest and prime itself. And then obviously
Friday's the show.
Yeah. Friday's prejudging. So I never trained the day before.
Is this the first time you've done a 2-day show or no?
No, Nationals was 2 days.
Okay. So it's no big deal for you. You're good to go.
Honestly, it works best for me. I always look better at night than in the morning.
Okay.
So I have a full day both days to really dial the look.
Yeah.
And then, you know, B, I'm not one of those guys that does anything really super crazy to, you know, get my look right. So I'm not like fighting a rebound from anything, from prejudging going into finals or having, you know, like just like more, you know. So it's it bodes well for me and how I do things for sure.
I want to show everybody this most recent photo you posted because it's absolutely fucking nutty. I don't know what you're doing, man, but I'm really amazed. This is whoever's not following Hunter. This is Hunter's page, Hunter Labrada. Go follow him, because if you want some motivation, this is where you find it. But this photo, you look a lot harder than you were in Tampa.
Can you look at my story live right now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm gonna put three pictures up on my story that you might like to see. They're exclusives.
They're exclusive. You're gonna put them up for me and then take them down?
Put them up right now and then I'll take them down again.
Okay.
Or I might just post them after. Who knows?
Don't post them. We'll make it an exclusive.
Exclusive for you.
You got a good team there helping you out, it looks like.
I do have a great team here helping me out.
Do you guys all take care of, how many people are with you?
I have two with me, Brian and Liv, and then Kyle Wurzel staying with us right now, and then, you know, random people be here and there. We got an Airbnb with like eight beds, so
it's awesome.
But yeah, they should be up, or they're loading maybe.
Let me see. There's one more story here. This is a Machiavelli motivation. He's been doing some cool stuff of yours, man. That's pretty cool too.
We'll reload the page.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we got something here. No, still not yet. Maybe if I refresh the page.
Yes, I didn't say I refreshed actually.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I think we got it. Holy shit. What the fuck? Was that today?
So that's about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and we still haven't really started eating yet. So that's what we're working with right now.
Dude, and you haven't started eating? You don't even need to eat. You look full as a house.
Just wait.
What's the next one? Dude, that's... how did you... You know, it's amazing. For all
the people that were worried about the saggy glutes, you can go to the next one.
All right, let's see. Yeah, there's no saggy glutes. This is going to dry up and get full even more. You're going to look crazy.
So
okay.
You, Fuad.
All right. Well, you take them all down now.
Here, I'll go delete them right now. See them now you don't.
Okay. So I have a question for you that's actually blown me away. Actually, you guys got to look at this before I take this away. This is crazy. Like everything, dude, you're training. When people say that, you know, how does this guy get feathered and separated, whatever, it's your training. Your training is nuts, and it shows. But the question I have for you that's most pressing to me is how you look a lot better than Tampa. And I'm like, how did you get that much better in just a few months? Not even a few months. I mean, what, August? You had September and October, really. September, October, November.
Yep.
So 3 months, but your body looks dramatically different.
Yeah, no. I think I've said this in your interviews. I've done a bunch of things, but I don't think people really understand how much of a like hands tied behind my back scenario it was before I got my shoulder fixed.
Oh, okay.
Like, people want to talk about how freaky my legs are. Like, give me a little bit more time and my upper body will be that freaky. It was because I couldn't train it like my legs at its behind. And you know, it's just another 3 months of, you know, it was, you know, like, call it what it is. Tampa was my sixth show ever. So first of all, I got a good rebound from it. I'm still getting crazy rebounds after each show that I do. Be blunt about it. I don't think anyone's really training as hard as Brian and I are right now.
Yeah, that both doesn't look like it.
Yeah, so that's another thing. And then, you know, like I said, just my body being fresh. You know, I had a force basically 6 months off, and now I'm training exactly like I want to, completely pain-free. And, you know, the training's what I love about bodybuilding. You know, like, this is, you know, it's cool to have a chance to show off the hard work right now. And it's cool to, you know, like, obviously make my living off of being a bodybuilder. You know, that's the coolest thing in the world to be able to say. But, you know, day in and day out, the thing that, you know, gets me out of bed and puts a smile on my face is, you know, going and Brian at the gym and squatting until we puke or something. That's what I like doing. And, you know, I've just been able to start doing that from the waist up for, you know, an extended period of time. So, you know, to give you an idea, leading into Tampa, from the time that I was able to get back in the gym until Tampa, it was like literally under a year. Mm-hmm. So another 3 months is like literally like another, you know, like 30% of time. You know, like, there should be a marked improvement. And, you know, to be honest with you, I know everyone says like, oh, I'll be better for this show. It's not just the picture. Will be significantly better for the Olympia than I was at Tampa. I was on par with my Tampa look, I'd probably say about 10 to 14 days ago.
Yeah. Eh? I mean, I'm really excited to see what you're looking like. It's been pretty fascinating to see. I was going through some of this stuff too. I'm going to bring up the pictures again. I thought this was incredible. I saw this old picture of you and your dad. And I'm like, that, I couldn't believe that was you. I'm like, this is fucking, I'm like, this is Hunter. It's like,
to be honest with you, if we're being very blunt about it, until about a year ago, anyone that looked at me or anyone that knew about me, it was more because of who my dad was than because of my physique or the potential that people might've thought that I had.
You know what? That's interesting that you say that. So,
you know, I'll call it what it is. There, until about a year ago, there were so many people out there with so much better physiques than me.
No, I know. But what I was going to say is it's really interesting that you brought that up, because you have to probably reach a point where, are you meeting fans now that don't know who your dad is and they just know you because you have an amazing physique?
Yeah, no, it's definitely gotten to that point for sure.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that. And then, you know, something else that I've noticed is, you know, it's like, I've noticed, you know, like people will be, fans of mine first, and then realized that, oh, his dad was good too, you know, and become fans. Like, so it's definitely kind of cool to see that happening. And, you know, him and I kind of laugh about it now, but, you know, like, well, like in the past, like, you know, like year or so, it's been one of those things, like, we'll start going to like local nutrition, like events together, you know, like hit expos together, this, that, and another. And, you know, it's like people are, you know, starting to like, you know, like say stuff to me and then, you know, not even say anything to him. Like, a little joke about it. I was like, man, you're chopped liver. Oh, old man.
You're like, I'll take over from here. You can sit down.
It's fun to joke around for sure.
Yeah, that's good. No, I want to ask you about this weekend, and I'm not going to ask you for predictions because that's, you know, nobody does that. But what I do want to ask you, though, is something that I used to always do, and I don't know if you want to divulge this, but is there somebody in the lineup that you're like, I want to beat this person to get, like, because the way I look at it is there's always milestones in our careers, and when you beat a certain person, it kind of puts you ahead in that milestone. Is there somebody you're looking at that's like, you know, if I beat that guy, that puts me up a spot, like not just a placing, but like into a different tier? So is there somebody that you're kind of looking at, like,
you know, I'll answer that question in two parts. As far as, you know, just like on paper, what in my mind makes me jump up like an echelon or like a rank or whatever, like you just said, is if I beat someone that's, you know, consistently been a top six guy at the Olympic or the Arnold in the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. If I do that, that to me just on paper is like, okay, that's a step up. You know, he's definitely moved from this category to that category.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said, you know, like, who do I want to stand next to? Just, you know, for me, and I've answered this before, I think everyone else on stage, I'll probably have a chance to stand next to, except for two people, honestly, and that's, you know, Phil and Dexter. And, you know, Phil, from the standpoint that if he does what he says he's going to do, he's going to be done, obviously. And then Dexter, you know, made it very clear this is his last show ever. So, you know, it's one of those things that it would just be, like, surreal to me to be able to say that I stood next to him, you know. So that's one of the things that I'd really like to have happen this coming weekend, if I can make it happen, for sure.
But there's nobody that stands out in your mind that's like, I want to surpass that guy, but you're saying just top six in general, anybody that's normally,
you're tried and true, you know, it's like, you look back at the last 5 years, you know, it's like on average, it's these, you know, 6 to 8 guys that make up the top five most shows, you know, I end up beating any of them. I feel like that's what on paper jumps me up the category.
Yeah. So you've been dieting all the way through. You did Tampa, and then how long, you had a little bit of a break. Has the diet been harder, easier, or does it just feel like you're so focused it's not affecting you?
Got done with Tampa, really, you know, enjoyed myself for a couple weeks. You know, I'm one of those guys that I'll start prep at 16 weeks out for a show, but really and truly it's week 16 to weeks, you know, like 11 to 12, I spend, you know, getting myself mentally wrapped around removing all the snacks and cheat meals and this, that, and another. And then, you know, weeks 11, 12 roll around and it's not one bite of food goes in my mouth. It's not on plan kind of deal. So this time around, you know, it's definitely been different. There were a couple stretches where my body kind of fought me a little bit that were rough, but, you know, we addressed the issues and got it back on track. You know, every prep's hard in its own way. You know, for Tampa, I never did any fasted cardio. I was doing all my cardio post-training. We pushed the diet a little harder this prep, especially the last couple of weeks, to the point where it's like I couldn't do the cardio post-training, so I started doing it fasted in the morning. And, you know, I feel like that made a difference for the fat loss and, you know, just for the energy distribution for the day. And, you know, mentally knowing, you know, when I'm training, it's like, okay, just everything you have and then you're done. You don't have to go, you know, get on the stairs for 40 minutes afterwards, you know. I feel like it helped a lot with the headspace because, you know, like I said, the training's fun. Even like at the very end, the training's fun. Mm-hmm. So for me to be able to wake up and go do the one part of the day that is just, I hate cardio. Like, I hate it. I know no one likes it, but I
like it. I like cardio.
Okay, well, there you go. So for me to be able to like go and knock it out, you know, by like 9 o'clock in the morning, know that for the rest of the day, all I need to do is what I want to do and what I like to do. It made a big difference for my headspace for sure.
But what I'm saying, the training part, I didn't expect to get harder, but What those two stretches you were talking about that were a little difficult, what did you target exactly what it was, and how did you fix it?
Yeah, I think we just pushed my food a little too low, a little too long. You know, it was one of the things I went from, you know, just like pouring sweat, like at night, waking up super hungry, hitting new low weights, you know, like pretty much every other day or every 3 days mm-hmm. to, you know, body weight kind of hovering, super slow and lethargic, not really sweating much at night, you know, just yeah. all telltale signs of your metabolism is kind of stalling. So, mm-hmm. you know, got it fixed and back on track, and, you know, feel more responsive than ever. You know, the past couple, past like 6 or 7 days, we've been joking about it, but been getting attacked by the hypo monster a lot, getting like real bad, you know, shakes and sweat without, you know, any exogenous anything. So
yeah,
my body revving and, you know, sensitive like that right now.
No, that's good for people to know, because I think a lot of people think you can just push your body as far as you want without it backfiring. And I think it's a good lesson.
You know, Brian and I have talked about this before. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I feel like the best of the best of what we do are the people that will literally, you know, like you say, eat 6 ounces of dog shit for meal five, and they'll be like, okay, can I salt it? And, you know, so you know, those kinds of people, you know, at the very end, they're like, I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more. I'm going to diet harder. I'm going to diet harder. I'm going to train harder. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to do more cardio. And it's so hard for people like us to really, you know, take a step back and realize that less is more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's less is not more in the off season. Whenever your calories are high, less is lazy. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, sometimes it's the hardest thing. And what takes the most discipline is, you know, just to take a step back and take it easier. And, you know, that's what we had to do for a little bit, and got everything turned back around and headed in the right direction.
It's good to hear. Look, I don't want to keep you long, because I know it's your week to focus, but I want to ask you one more thing before you go. Your truck. Did you get a new truck? What? It's so funny about that.
So you talking about the big black one?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I heard you got a new truck, and I wanted to know what it was.
I just traded my truck in for a new vehicle.
What truck did you trade? What truck did you have?
I had a white F-250 that I traded in for a black F-250, and then I just traded the F-250 in on something else.
Okay, I don't think I saw. I remember the first F-250. I think that you had.
All up on my Instagram a couple weeks back.
Okay, wait, I gotta go. Before you go, I wanna bring this up, because I'm a car freak, and I think some of the people that watch are too. So, okay, how far do I have to go?
I'm telling you, man, PRs and banana hammocks.
That's pretty much it, eh? PRs and banana hammocks. So, there it is. Okay, so this is the one you got rid of.
Those are other vehicles. There's like multiple pictures.
Okay, this is the second one. This is the one you just got rid of.
This is the one I just got rid of.
What? This is beautiful. Why'd you get rid of this? This is what I just bought, by the way.
Nice. Yeah, you like it?
It rides like a brick. But other than
it rides like a diesel truck for sure.
Yeah. I had a Dodge. I had a Ram 2500 before. It rode like that too. But I love it otherwise. Okay. This is, what are those? 22s?
Those are 24 by 16s on 40s.
By 16s.
What? Yeah, those are 16 wides.
Hey, now I feel like a little bitch. I got 12s, but mine are for the winter. I'm going to get 14s for the summer. But
yeah, you live in Canada, though. You got wide wheels. You just destroy the side of your vehicle with all the salt and snow.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Did you notice a lot of paint chips and shit with the 16 wides?
You definitely get some paint chips. I had clear, like rocker protector, like the 3M film on the rockers. Yeah. So that kind of kept pretty good. But it was one of those things, especially being a black truck, you know, you get it washed and you drive like 10 yards and, you know, you go through a puddle and it throws it down the side.
Yeah.
Filthy again. So it was really pretty when it was freshly washed and sitting there. But
What is this, a 12 inch lift or 10?
That's a 8-inch BDS with a 2-inch spacer in the front, so it's 10 in the
front. So you got okay. So you got that lean.
It's actually, that one was perfectly level. Actually, I'm not big into squatted trucks.
So. Yeah, I did. But how did you get it to not squat if you're doing a
8? Did a different block in the back too.
Oh, okay.
It's doing a coil spacer in the front, and then a bigger block in the back with the 8-inch leaf.
So you do got 10 inches in the front, because I was going to say it looks higher than 8 inches.
Yeah, it was 10 in the front.
Is that safe? Because I got a 6-inch, but I was going to put another 2 inches on it.
Yeah, so it's safe if you do it right. This lift kit was a four link, so you can adjust
that's what I got.
Caster angle and your articulation.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing that you'll need to do to make it like legit is you will need an adjustable track bar.
Okay.
And an adjustable drag link, which is, you know, your steering linkage, and then the shock extender so you don't overextend your shocks. But if you do it like that, because a lot of shops will just throw the coil spacer in and you'll get real bad bump steer because your steering geometry will be off. But you do it right, i.e., you know, the proper adjustable track bar and adjustable drag link with the shock spacer and the coil spacer, it should ride pretty normal.
Do you think that people are annoyed that we're looking at your truck on an Olympia podcast?
I mean, I don't really care. I've been talking about so much bodybuilding lately. It's nice to talk
about. I thought you'd like it. I thought it'd be a nice change for you.
Yeah.
So, this is what you just got?
That was what I had before the black one. I traded that one in on the black one.
What's this? Just leveled, or is this like a 4-inch?
No, that's leveled on 35s.
Leveled on 35s. Okay. That's too small for you. So,
no, I love that truck, man.
I like the white accents though. That's
I did a ton of custom paint to match on that truck.
Dude, you know how lucky you are living in Texas? There's so many shops in Texas. I'm always jealous of Kuklo for that shit too. He's got like all these shops
there. The trucks, man, like everything, you know, everything. A lot of performance shops in Texas too.
Yeah. All right, what'd you get? I want to get to see what you got. This is what you got now?
No, that was the first. That was the truck before the white.
This is the first one, yeah.
I haven't put the new one up on anything yet. It's kind of like been under wraps. But yeah, I traded the black one in on the new Escalade.
Okay, so wait a second. This is the first one you got. This is what, like a what lift is this? 8-inch.
The white one's a 17, and the black one's an 18.
No. But what lift is this on here?
Oh, that's a 9-inch PMF lift.
9-inch, and these are what, 24s?
Those are 22 by 12s and 37s.
Okay. And then you went to the white one.
Yep.
And then you went to this. This is the nicest one by far. So you just traded this for an Escalade?
Yep.
Okay. Me and you have the exact same taste in cars. You know that, right?
I'm very aware.
Because before I bought...
I rode in your Yukon whenever we trained with John in Columbus. You brought it from Canada.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just bought this F-250 and I'm still waiting for my lift. It's supposed to come in a couple weeks.
Which lift did you go with?
I went with a 6-inch BDS. I'm kind of kicking myself. It's the fucking dealership's fault though, because I wanted the 8-inch lift.
Did you get the coil over or just the coil spring?
The 4-link coil over, like the whole bit. Yeah. 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 I went with the whole thing, but I'm like, I wanted the 8 and the guy's like, get the 6. It'll be safer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck. Okay. So now I'm kind of kicking myself. And then I got 24 by 12s, but I wanted 14s. But it's the snow and shit. I want to fucking kill the paint.
No, and then honestly, man, a 6-inch with 14 wides, you're going to rub pretty bad. So if you actually use your truck, you get pretty annoying after a while.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to find a way to add another 2 inches, or I'm just going to have to buy the 8-inch Striker. I thought about a Striker lift.
I like their stuff. For the F-250s, I really don't think you can do any better than PMF. That's my favorite company.
Really?
PMF, and then, you know, obviously, like, I've got a BDS on the one I just traded in. I've had BDS lift. The Silver Truck was originally a BDS lift. I did, like, a 4-link and a track bar from PMF. But BDS, you can't go wrong with. They got that lifetime warranty. And then PMF, I feel like it's just, like, a little step up, but up in price, too, you know?
Yeah, so yeah.
You can step up in wait time because Trevor's hella busy. Everyone wants this stuff, so.
Yeah. So... before I bought the F-250, it was the F-250, the Ram TRX, or the Escalade.
No, I remember. I commented about the TRX. I was like, what you're going to pay for that TRX? You could have like the most badass.
That's right. Truck ever. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, but the Escalade was on there too. And now that
To be honest with you, check it out for you whenever you get time. It's cool, man. I really like it.
Would you get all black?
It's the white sport, so it's like all white.
With the black accents?
Everything. Yeah, black everything.
Yeah, because it got like my
whole thing is I've been in a truck for so long, and I'm just like, I found myself, especially, you know, like towards the end of my preps, whenever everything's hurting, is riding around, like getting my teeth rattled loose.
I know.
So annoyed by it. You know, it's like I did it probably like 2 weeks ago now, so like the last 2 weeks of prep, I had...
something, you know, comfortable.
You know, it's like every single morning when I'd wake up to go do fast, you know, it's like I'd be like about to walk out the door and I'd just be like, ah. And I had to jump up into a truck. I just stepped into it.
It's been nice.
I know I sound like a bougie asshole, but you know,
My vehicle's
always been like my one thing, you know. Like, I'm pretty plain when it comes to like where I live. I'm pretty plain when it comes to most things. I spend a lot of time driving, and I really enjoy my vehicle. So yeah.
Okay, but I have one caveat for my stuff. I still have my Grand Cherokee Trackhawk.
See, we have very similar taste in cars, because I had someone looking for a Trackhawk for me for about 2 months, and we couldn't find one that was right. And
they're hard to find.
They're very hard to find, especially under $100,000 if they're anywhere near new, or you know, not completely built, because I don't want something that someone's already done.
No, I got mine. Mine popped up one day, and I bought it. Like, as soon as it popped up on Auto Trader, I called them. Like, I'm leaving a deposit. And I picked it up like 2 days later.
I found in like the 2 months that I was looking was like from one of those, you know, like the one that I was looking was called like Texas Direct Auto kind of deal. But it's like one of those network dealerships where you don't even get to look at the car. That you have to like buy it sight unseen, and they ship it to the closest location.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not doing that with a car this expensive. So
yeah. You would have had fun in it. It's fast as fuck.
Dude, I have a friend with a built one. He's putting like 900 to the wheels, and it's people don't understand what all-wheel drive with that kind of power feels like. It's so different. It's
crazy, man.
So different than rear-wheel drive.
Cody, you know Cody, right? Dorian and Cody? Cody Aiden?
Yeah.
So Cody sent me a screenshot. He did a 0-60 in like 2.6 seconds in it.
Yeah, you literally pulled G's. You literally pulled G's.
So he told me the guy where he went to. It's like, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000. To build out the it's just some bolt-ons. It's not even like a full build.
Yeah, you do like full bolt-ons. You do like headers, exhaust, E85 tune, a bigger pulley, an intake. It's reliable, big power. It's a fun car to tune for sure.
Yeah. All right, listen, I'm not gonna waste your time. I just want to talk cars because I love cars and your truck looks badass. Anyway, listen. Good luck, Hunter. You're a good dude. I hope you do awesome this weekend. And I hope you shake up the world.
Man, I'm gonna do my best. I promise you that.
You're gonna come on after and celebrate?
Yeah, no, let's come on after and do a little wrap up for sure. I'd love to do that.
All right, we'll do something when you're done.
I want to get on sometime soon and bullshit with all of y'all. I know. okay. I know Ian's the regular, so I'm not allowed until after the show. But I'll with
all of y'all. All right, when the show is done, you, Ian, James, we'll get everybody together and we'll fucking do one. All right, brother. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Have a good one.
Okay, man. Good luck, brother.
See you.
Bye.